Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled "School Teacher Gains Respect for Speaking Out for Falun Dafa," by a practitioner from China.
China Fahui, "School Teacher Gains Respect for Speaking Out for Falun Dafa," by a practitioner from China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. The Fa rectification has entered its 14th year, and I feel very fortunate to be a Dafa practitioner. Shortly after I began practicing, all of my illnesses disappeared, and I felt wonderful doing the exercises with fellow practitioners. In the winter, the weather was freezing, but even though my child and I did the exercises outside, we did not feel cold. My child never had a fever or a cold. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, began to persecute Falun Dafa in 1999. Fellow practitioners and I went to distribute truth clarification materials to people. However, we were reported to the authorities. The policeman demanded that I tell him my name and address. However, he knew that my child was waiting for me at home and eventually let me go. I couldn't sleep that night. I wrote a letter to the policeman to tell him about the goodness of Falun Dafa, but the police then came to illegally arrest me. The principal at the school where I worked said, "You can't take her away. She's the best teacher in our school." The police and the 610 office told my school that it had to pay a 5,000 yuan fine. My principal refused. Next, they demanded that I renounce my faith by writing a statement. I wrote about the beauty of Falun Dafa and why I practice it, but they handed the paper back and told me to write another one. Eventually, a policeman said, "It's getting late, just let them go." So the principal and I came back to our school. My school CCP committee head asked me to give a presentation during an all-employee meeting. I took the opportunity to tell everyone the facts about Falun Dafa and how the CCP had staged the Tiananmen Square self-immolation to frame Falun Dafa and deceive people. Every teacher had a different understanding of Dafa. The committee head asked me to start over because my words did not meet his expectation. I told both him and the principal, "If you force me to lie, I will resign. I cannot say against my conscience that Falun Dafa is not good." The principal said, "Please do not resign. We need you here." They never troubled me again. As long as we place our cultivation in Dafa as the highest priority, nothing can interfere with us. Later, I moved to a new apartment and had a hard time finding local practitioners. I was isolated and could not study the Fa with others as usual. I was so grateful to Master when I happened to find other practitioners. We cooperated very well to distribute the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. We had to travel very far to get copies of the booklet, but we were never tired. Explaining the facts about Dafa to people face to face has been very important in terms of saving them. I also joined this effort. It was a very unique and precious cultivation experience for me, because it enabled me to eliminate my attachments and enlighten to higher principles. Here I would like to share some highlights. How are you, Miss Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance? Being a teacher, I took every opportunity to tell my students about the goodness of Falun Dafa. I sent forth righteous thoughts before class and asked Master to help me. Every student was expecting a lot of things from me the moment I stepped into the classroom. I wrote the character for truthfulness on the board and told them a story of someone being honest. Then I added the character for compassion and told a story related to it. And finally, I told them the story of Han Xin, the great general during the Han Dynasty, and wrote the character for forbearance next to truthfulness and compassion. If you adhere to these principles, You are the best. Do you like them? I asked my students. Yes, they answered. My students give me very high evaluations because I tell everyone about the beauty of DAFA. Whenever they see me in the hallway, they greet me with, "How are you, Miss Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance?" I host some after-school classes. Students in those classes have all agreed to quit the Young Pioneers, a CCP-affiliated youth league. I placed some informational booklets on my desk, and they were all very interested in them. I encouraged them to give them to their parents. Some students wrote, "Falun Dafa is good, and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance is good," in their notebooks. I told them that people should appreciate traditional culture and adhere to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I shared some video clips and pictures as part of my lecture. The students were very touched, and some even wept. The parents were happy that their children became more thoughtful after taking my class. Some parents also agreed to quit the CCP. Learn from that Falun Dafa practitioner. Our new principal did not know that I practiced Falun Dafa. I wrote him a long letter to clarify the facts about Dafa to him. Afterward, he praised me in a conference. Everyone should learn from that Falun Dafa practitioner because her students like her very much. A young teacher had been very polite to me because he had a positive attitude toward Dafa. When I visited him, he agreed to quit the CCP. He often told his students about Falun Dafa. Two colleagues of mine got several illnesses. They were a little jealous that I did not have to use my medical card at all for more than 10 years. I taught them the Falun Dafa exercises during a lunch break and gave them the videotape of Master demonstrating the exercises. Another colleague's husband developed a brain tumor. I gave him a Shen Yun Performing Arts DVD. The wife said, "I've become very optimistic after talking to you. My husband's illness had made me very depressed." I took every possible opportunity to tell others about the beauty of Falun Dafa. People get to know what Dafa practitioners are like from our actions. For example, when it is chilly, everyone wears more clothes to avoid getting a cold, but I don't. People all know that I have a healthy body because of practicing Falun Dafa. I told some people, "I used to be afraid of getting a cold, but now it's different." They all understood. Everyone is waiting to be saved. Every person that we encounter is the one that we should save. That is our mission. I usually break the ice by talking about something they are interested in. I tell vendors, "You are working so hard to make a living for yourself, but you are more fortunate than those who are working for greedy managers. They never get paid on time. It is hard to be a good person now." I continue to talk about some social problems and encourage them to think deeply about it before I tell them about Falun Dafa. In the end, they usually agree to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. A gentleman told me that he had a stroke. I told him about the wonder of Falun Dafa and not to believe the CCP's propaganda. He agreed to quit the CCP. I said, "Please remember that Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." He wept. I asked, "Sir, why are you crying?" He replied, "I don't know." His true self must have been very excited. Another lady also cried when I told her the facts about Falun Dafa. Every person's true self will be very happy about being saved. Although most people in China do not trust each other, there is always a way for us to let people know about the beauty of Falun Dafa. Master said, quote, "With a lot of the Fa rectification things, it's not that there is no way to do them. No matter how hard it is, there is a path for you to take, even though it is a fairly narrow one. You have to go down that path correctly, and it won't work if you come up even a little short or stray a little bit. Nevertheless, there is a path for you." End quote. Teaching the Fa at the 2004 International Fa Conference in New York. When I offered a Shen Yun DVD to a fruit vendor, she said that she did not have a DVD player. I said, "This is not just any show. It is very profound and touching." She took a look at it and returned it to me. I told myself to be friendly and patient. I said, "I'm not forcing you to take it." She said, "Okay, just give it to me. I will watch it for sure." It is hard to save a person. Any of our human attachments are obstacles. If we do not pay attention, people will lose their opportunity to be saved. I often collect stories and news related to people's lives to integrate into my talking points. Once I met a gentleman on the bus. I talked to him about how people disrespect their parents and do not believe in traditional values anymore. He agreed and said, "This is the consequence of atheism." I said, "Please remember that Falandafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." When I arrived at my destination, he said he wanted to know more. Thus, I continued our chat until he reached his stop. He quit the CCP and understood the truth about the staged self-immolation incident. Going back to my hometown. Mailing letters to people in my hometown is one of the main ways that I have used to tell them about the beauty of Dafa. After the persecution began, I had a lot of fear. One time when I was putting letters into mailboxes, an armored car stopped and two armed guards began walking toward me. I was scared to death. It seemed like the wicked beings were everywhere. I bought 6 to 7 sweaters and hid Truth Clarification DVDs in them. They were all mailed out successfully. I always bring some Truth Clarification materials with me when I travel to my hometown. Many of my family members recognized the goodness of Dafa and thus started to help me. My little brother owned a store and agreed to help distribute materials to his customers. I have a deeper understanding of saving people as a result of studying the Fa. My fear has become less and less. When I went home last summer, I wanted to bring some materials as usual. However, fellow practitioners told me that there were too many police on the train. They recommended that I not bring any materials or talk to anyone about Dafa on the train. I agreed. But then I realized my problem. It was a test for me. I remembered Master's words, quote, "Your capacity to act gives the true picture," end quote. Self-evident is the heart, from Hong Yin, Volume 2. Thus, in the end, I decided to bring those materials with me. The security check was very thorough, but I was not scared. I thought, Master is here. Dafa is here. What should I be afraid of? I reminded myself of this again and again. Within 3 to 5 minutes, the 6 policemen went away, and only 2 security guards remained. They did not even notice me. Thank you, Master. My niece and I visited one village after another to hang up banners. I also went to a market to help people quit the CCP. Everyone I met agreed to quit. A retired party official used to give my family a lot of trouble, but I also helped him quit the CCP. I had 3,000 currency bills with messages about Falandafa printed on them. Everyone who received the money really appreciated it. Conclusion. When we do things to save people, it is also a process of cultivating ourselves. I used to hide the fact that I'm a practitioner and talk to people from a third-party perspective. I was also a little picky about whom I would speak to, but then I realized my problem. Master said, quote, "Saving people is just that, saving people. And to pick and choose would not be merciful," end quote. Fa teaching at the 2009 Greater New York International Fa Conference. I am getting more compassionate as my understanding of the Fa gets deeper. It is Master and Dafa that save people. We are just doing what Master asks us to do, telling people the facts about Dafa. People are often touched when they hear the truth because they can feel Dafa's mercy. I will strive to be more diligent to save more people. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.